Well, before we delve deep into this topic, I need to make explanation of naturopathy because I do state I'm an animal naturopath. So here's the simple one, the simple explanation I give to everybody because I'm often mistaken for a holistic vet. I say animal naturopaths promote and build health, veterinarians diagnose and treat disease. Real simple. So they diagnose and treat disease, we promote and build health. Now some do both, okay, the holistic vets, but that's not my role. I'm a guide. I'm a health coach. But I want to talk to you today about the laws of health. I'm going to provide for you a PDF handout. Look in your notes, and that's where you'll be able to access that. It's not a real long book, but it's an ebook we used to give to our students at our animal naturopathy school online that we had for 8 years. And in there, we explain an acronym that we use called New Start, where we explain the 8 laws of health. Now, I'm going to explain the 8 laws of health to you real short today. You can always go to my blog and my website to read more in depth. I share that there. And it also applies to us, obviously. But we learned this from observing animals, too. It's pretty much naturopathy came out of observing what animals do in nature. And I think that's really cool. It's also why God put us in a garden to begin with. So I'm going to start with the physical aspect. But something God showed me on one of my prayer walks in the last year, in 2019 into 2020, was how this applies to our spiritual life. So I'm going to share with you how I pray that when I'm out for my walk. So let's just start with the acronym New Start. Start with new. The first one is nutrition. Nutrition is the cornerstone. All species must eat what they were designed to eat in order to thrive. And in nature, food is not cooked. It is raw and readily bioavailable according to each species' unique anatomy and physiology. Look at dentition first. The teeth, the jaw will tell you what that animal needs to eat. Same thing with us. Then exercise. Exercise is never optional. Animals and humans were meant to move daily. In the wild, foraging and hunting, depending on the species, is done daily. Movement is needed to find food, to grow and stay strong, to move toxins from the body. Just because our animals are in domesticity doesn't mean that their wild nature has really changed. They've adapted to us, but that doesn't mean that their wild needs in nature have changed that much. They still have those same needs. Then water. That's a big one. You could go into a whole study in scripture on water. It's a pretty deep one. So we always want to get pure, fresh, unadulterated water. Avoid water that is treated with chlorine, fluoride, or other toxins. And yes, those are toxins. You can look into that yourself. Fluoridealert.org is one place you can go to and learn the truth behind all of this stuff. And think about this too. Everything that God does, the enemy always distorts. And he's going to find a way to distort every one of these laws of health and has done so in the time we're living in now. Every one of these have been distorted in one way or another, adulterated in one way or another. Chlorine and fluoride are typically in tap water. So we got to find alternatives for our pets. I have well water, but that can also have problems. I will link to things that you guys throughout this course that you can find out the things that I use, but I do use a alkalinizing filter for my water. Then sun and supplements is what the S stands for in the start, new start. We need sun. Animals know what is needed to stay healthy. The nocturnal hedgehog, when sick, will go out in the sun during the day to help itself heal. Supplements are oftentimes needed due to depletion of the soils, which translates into nutrient lacking food for herbivores, which translates into lack of nutrients in omnivores, and then carnivores at the top of the food chain. Supplements, however, need to be used in moderation and qualified for each animal's unique needs. We tend to overuse those these days. Plus, we tend to use synthetic ones, which are nothing more than a form of toxin to the body. So be very careful with that and seek out guidance on that. I use only whole food ones, and they are pretty minimal for my dogs and has worked the best for us, feeding them a natural raw diet. Temperance, it's an old-fashioned word for moderation. Do all things in moderation. Then air. Every living thing needs fresh air daily, if possible, and to be outdoors. Yes, they need to be outdoors, not just stuck in the house all the time. They need to get outside to breathe in the fresh air. We need to breathe fresh air. I can't stress that enough in 2020. Rest. Get plenty of rest without all of the noise of modern appliances and electronics that interfere with deep rest and biorhythms. And stress can bring about illness and behavior problems. Yeah. Part of being healthy for ourselves and our animals, as we are responsible for them, is doing our own due diligence, doing our research, being responsible proactively. That's what I teach for us. That's what animal nature paths teach, is for us to be proactive, not reactive, where we think, well, wait till we're sick and then go get some kind of medication. No, reactive. That's what that is. Proactive is a lifestyle. So I'm teaching you lifestyle here. Okay. Trust is the last one, and it's going to go for both when I talk about the spiritual in a minute, as well as the physical. It's not something we often think about being a law of nature and health, but there it is as the eighth law. Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, and or strength of something or someone. And of course, as is always the case in nature, this law is multifaceted. First, it means we are to trust or have faith in the previous seven laws of nutrition, exercise, pure water, sunshine, temperance, fresh air, and rest. And people think that can't be that simple. Well, the simple solutions are often the most ones that are neglected, and they are the solutions that God gave us. Those are being the true path to health, longevity, and quality of life. Secondly, it means to trust or have faith in the principles of naturopathy, which are founded upon these laws of nature and health. And you're going to learn all about naturopathy in this handout that I have for you. It also means to believe that these natural laws truly are laws and will always work, trusting in the laws of health to the point of not becoming fearful when the body begins to detoxify. That's a big one. I've seen people euthanize a pet when they're detoxifying. They weren't allowing them to heal because it was freaking them out. So we got to be real cognizant of that. Learn about the detox. They start to think it's taking too long. Well, nature is slow but sure. Okay. People run back to conventional medicine, and then you're just going to suppress symptoms further and the illness goes deeper into the body. So in reality, conventional medicine is merely masking the symptoms. It never allows for healing or health to occur. It wasn't designed to. It was designed to suppress certain things in the body so that those symptoms would go away. And originally it was to get you so that your own body could take over. But now it's become something so much worse. Lastly, trust is building an honest relationship with the animals in our care rather than just making them do what we want, allowing for true companionship based upon mutual trust. And I'm going to add a component here that you're going to see. Health does not depend on chance. It's the result of obedience to the laws of nature, and all of creation follows natural laws. The stars in their orbit, the birds that migrate in the winter or before winter, and the caterpillar that turns into a butterfly, the daffodils appearing in the spring, all of these follow natural laws, and the living body is being created with natural laws too. So that trust really is trust in the Creator, trust in God. So let's go to what God gave me on my prayer walk for you guys, okay? So I was out really thinking about these as I'm walking, and I'm talking about, I often will, as I'm focusing on putting on the armor, never taking it off, but being aware that I have that armor ever on me. I started thinking, well, you know, let me look at this, take a look at this new start and see how that applies to my spiritual walk with the Lord. So nutrition, Jesus is the bread of life. He was the manna come down from heaven. That was a type and shadow in the Old Testament of what God was really going to send to us. His son is the bread of life. And Jesus said when he was being tempted in the desert, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I'm going to give you the scripture verses you can go start with, but then do it your own deep dives, okay? Psalm 34, 8, John 6, 33 through 35. And then so I'll say, Lord, you are the bread of life. You have said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Taste and see that I am good, you have said. And then I'll go for the exercise. You are the spirit of life. I've been set free from the law of sin and death into the law of the spirit of life. So I live and move and have my being in you. And that would come out of Romans 8. And then I say, you're the living water who has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. You said, drink from this well and I would thirst no more. And I recently learned from the Hebraic that whole well goes, the whole thing about the well goes so much deeper than I ever knew. Everything does. When we're ready to deep dive, God says deep calls into deep, right? You can look up these scriptures. So look up John 7:38 and 1 John 1:9. And I know 1 John 1:9 is more about our repentance, but there is something about them, about the righteousness there. And even go to Isaiah 61 and read that one about the righteousness of what the Lord did for us. It's all through the Bible. He took off the sin off of us, took it to the cross. He took on our sin nature and traded us for his righteous nature so Father could curse sin in the flesh and that we would become the righteousness of God in Christ. Yeah, think about that. We got his righteous nature. All right, then 4, where we go to Son, I say, you are the light of the world. You brought me out of the darkness, Lord, into your marvelous light. And so I walk in the light as you're in the light. Scriptures, John 9:5, Matthew 5:14. A great book is by Dr. Doug Corrigan, author of Light, and you can find that at starfishsense.com. Amazing book. You'll learn a whole lot about light. When we look at light, we're going to find out who the Trinity is, who God is, and every part of that. Everything has to center around light. 5 is temperance, and I call that pruning. You are the master vine dresser. So you prune what is no longer, what is dead in me. You get that out of me. But then you also prune what is good to bring forth more fruit. God loves fruit. He really loves fruit. So John 15:2 and Isaiah 18:5. And then we go to 6, air, fresh air. Lord, you are the air I breathe, but you are also the breath of life. When I was born, before I was born, as I was being formed in the womb, you breathed your life into me, your image into me. And while I was born in your image, sin caused that image to fall, to be distorted so much that Jesus had to be wrecked on the cross in every way, distorted, marred beyond any other human being, so that I could receive back your image, my creative value, back into the garden, just as if I never ate of the tree, that breath of life in me. And so you can go to Genesis 7:22, and I think 2:7 as well. Job 12:10, Job 33:4, and Job 32:8. There's a whole lot of them. And even look up the dry bones in Ezekiel 37:9. And then we go to rest and rest in him. And I usually will say, as I'm thinking even about the armor, but he says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. And further down in that verse, he says, I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He also says to us that he gives us the rest, that the peace that passes all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds in him. So go to Matthew 11:28 as a start. You can search these out and see what you find on each one of these laws of health. And then lastly, trust. I say, I lean not on my own understanding. I trust you, Lord. In other words, I lean not on my own understanding, but in all my ways, I acknowledge you, knowing you're directing my paths. You're leading me in the paths of righteousness for your namesake. That's from Psalm 23. And I often will pray that out. Psalm 23. There's Proverbs 3:5-6, Jeremiah 17:7, Psalms 56:3, and 37:5. On and on and on and on. The deeper you go, the deeper he'll take you. So really take a look at this and see how it affects every part of our lives. It also will affect our souls, which are our mind, our minds, our wills, and our emotions. When we can get that into submission to the heart, did you know the heart is the first thing formed in the womb? As the body's being formed, the heart is the first organ that's being formed. It's really a muscle, but it's being formed first. And they have proven in modern days that the heart has its own mind. The mind is to be told what from the spirit, which is from the heart. Where the spirit resides is in the heart. So it's up to us to bring ourselves there through praise and worship, because then we're submitting to God and the enemy must flee. And God inhabits our praises. So think of this as a form of worship when you're articulating it out into the atmosphere, okay? This was something, like I say, he just showed to me in the past year or so, and I just wanted to share that with you. So as you look at that and as you read more of the physical health in the ebook, you maybe will be able to think about what I've just shared with you here and go into those scriptures, because I read every one of them as I was writing out this, what I was going to share with you today. I hope you're blessed. So let's keep going. Love you guys.